a new tool for handyman and cleaners and other entrepreneurs. I'm Michael Thomas Jr., and this is What You Need to Know. A new mobile application that helps handymen and people who can do all types of things like professional cleaning is set to release March of this year. It's being heralded as Clean. The new application is called Clean, spelled C-L-Y-N. It allows users and entrepreneurs alike to be paired with the courtesy of professional cleaning services and that of other handymen in the given area that you live around, all by a click of a button. The mobile application is being heralded as the Uber for handymen and cleaners across the globe, and Clean's owner and founder, Diana Maturia, explains her humble beginnings in coming to the United States for the American dream to begin her quest for the application, which began after coming here to work as a professional cleaner and realizing a need for an application to help those starting out in the workforce new to a country such as the United States and who live in areas where entrepreneurs are very valuable in their given country, and how it would be beneficial to help gain the confidence in those looking to employ for valuable services that so many bring to our country in search of their personal dreams.
My very first job when I came here to the United States was cleaning. And the reason why it was cleaning is because, first off, having a heavy accent and no work experience just really put me back, even though I know that I'm a smart person. And it was difficult because I did a great job in cleaning, but getting referrals was really hard. So I just thought, you know, what can I do to get that barrier out? What can I do to make sure that I'm always getting constant gigs and requests? And that's where the idea came out, is just bringing one idea with another idea and putting them together and making what is the clean up right now. Economies like the third world countries, Bangladesh and Kenya, Nigeria, they have a huge population, and small business and small job services really drive the economy. So it will be a huge advantage to have that, you know, having referrals and being rated and being scheduling services through the app, and also being paid through the app will make things way, way easier for them. And at the same time, you know, it's like if we're able to help, you know, the normal, we call her mamangul in Kenya, meaning the regular housekeeper. If we're able to help her earn a little bit more, that means her family can be able to afford not just, you know, bills and food, but educate her family. It's a really common thing for mothers in slums to go to suburban areas to clean for people, to do their laundry, and that money is very essential to them. It's what will determine if their family goes forward or not.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Based here in Phoenix, Clean's team, led by Diana, looks to serve beyond the Phoenix and across the globe through their team members in Kenya, Nigeria, and Bangladesh. Ready to go live in your Android marketplace everywhere worldwide come March 2017.
We started with Phoenix because I'm based in Phoenix, but our team is very diverse. We have a team in Kenya, we have a team in Nigeria, we have a team in Bangladesh, and we're expecting to have the app available in four different countries in March, simply because, you know, there are teams there who are dedicated, and they see the vision, and they see how it could help a lot of people.
With the Uber for handyman and cleaners and other entrepreneurs, I'm Michael Thomas Jr., and this is What You Need to Know on Radio Free Phoenix.